We've got a couple of questions coming in. So, Anthony, the our director, you were in the first case again, if I may. So, if we think about the 80-20 rule, would it not make good business sense to focus transformation activity on the biggest cost centres, for example, social services and education?
I suppose from a financial accountant point of view, yes, it would. If you transform the big spending services to view that with the view of providing those services effectively but much more cheaply, then that will save a lot of money. I think the other point to bear in mind here is some of the smaller spending services perhaps have an impact on a greater number of people perhaps. I don't know, I'm not a local government chief executive or local government officer, but I know from my own point of view, you know, I haven't needed to access social services. But I do use the library services and leisure services, for example. So you could perhaps impact upon greater numbers of people in the community by looking at those wider services. But from a purely financial point of view, then yes, if you can transform the high spending services to make them, you know, as effective but cheaper, then that will have a greater impact.
Okay, thank you. Mark, you want to come in here?
I do. I don't think you've got any choice really, other than to concentrate on those high spending services. I mentioned at the beginning of the session that Wrexham's budget was £227 million. Well, of that, £76 million relates to schools, and in Wales we have to increase schools spend by 0.6% for next year. And coupled with some other areas that you can't influence because we've got contracts and so on, then you've only got around 90 to 100,000 revenue budget to play with in terms of the savings that you've got to make. Social care, children's and adults, budget is around £54 million. So you've got to make some inroads to that if you're going to make the level of savings that we need to, really. And that is one of our work streams in terms of reviewing the social care, trying to move to leading practice models of social care and taking demand out of the system, really.
Can I ask Guy to come back on this?
Thanks. You know, I'd agree with colleagues on the panel that it makes absolute sense to focus on the sort of 80-20 Pareto principle, if I remember right, yes, that's what it's called. Yes. I think the caveat to that is that is around the earlier discussion around public engagement and also sort of political priorities. I can think of one council in England that I recently worked for, and members' priorities were around discretionary services, and a number of those were in the 20 rather than the 80, and that led to quite significant tension between Cabinet and Chief Executive Management Board, which had to be managed. And I suppose one other point on that is, within the 80, you may have some of the non-controllable spend. So, for example, large outsourcing contracts, and that's something that English local authorities have struggled with because it's seen as being non-controllable. We've got this 25-year contract. It's legal. How can we go back? But some authorities now, there is a sort of a there is progress in developing the commercial skills to be able to renegotiate some of the terms of those contracts and put them into the controllable box rather than the uncontrollable spend. So there are caveats, but absolutely it makes sense.